It's a Tuesday morning, and you know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program here today from FHN. And on the Dial-A-Doc here today, joining us here today, the Executive Director of the FHN Foundation, Tanya Myers, with us. Hey, Tanya, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. Always great to talk to you. Now, your topic today, upcoming food fight for cancer. But first of all, you're the Executive Director of the FHN Foundation. Tell us a little bit about the role of the foundation as it plays vis-a-vis FHN.
Sure. Well, as we all know, FHN is a nonprofit organization, and because of that, we have barely any profit margin. So the foundation is here to raise money to help us buy the equipment, the renovations, the upgrades that will keep the state-of-the-art technology right here in our area with respect to healthcare.
And Tanya, there's a fun fundraiser that's coming up very soon. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's called Food Fight Against Cancer. And disclaimer, there isn't any food fighting that goes on there. But there is going to be great food, and we'll be raising money for the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center. It's going to be March 23rd, so not this Friday, but next Friday at the Wagner House starting at 6 o'clock.
All right, so tell us a little bit about that. I think admission about, $35 each or $65 for a couple? Tell us more about it.
Yep, that's correct. It's $35 for a single and then a discount for a couple, $65 for a couple. And we're going to have 10 different caterers from the area who will be donating food. So they're going to help us raise some money. They're each bringing appetizers. So we've asked a variety of caterers to bring some items they want to showcase, some new things they want to try. So there'll be plenty of snacks to eat. I think it'll be enough to get a meal out of. I know it was last year. We have everything from salads to dessert. And then also we'll have a band, Minimal, which will start playing at 7 o'clock, and they'll play from 7 to 10. So there's music, food, and fundraising, all the great things that we need for a Friday night.
And, boy, that band sounds really good. It's voted as Rockford's best new band back in 2014 and a top pop band in 2016. And top male vocalist in rock, pop, and country in 2016. So, boy, you found a great band.
Yeah, they're really interesting. They're called Minimal for a reason. They're minimalist. There's not a lot of lights and fancy stuff. There's three people who sit up on the stage. They bring their acoustic guitars, their bass, their drums, and they play a great variety of classic and contemporary music. A pretty interesting group. They're definitely a must-see.
All right, so it's a week from Friday. It begins at 6 o'clock, continues until 10. It's at the very wonderful Wagner House, downtown Freeport. Admission $35 single or $65 for the couple. Great appetizers and eat and dance to the music of Minimal coming up 1 week from Friday. You guys held this event last year, I remember, and tell us about it and what the attendees said about last year.
Yeah, we had the band The Jimmies out of Wisconsin here last year. Dave Fonda, who unfortunately has succumbed to cancer, this was his brainchild, and he loved The Jimmies, and he thought this was a great way to raise money for our cancer center. We had over 100 people attend our first year. We had 8 caterers participate, and I think it was a great success. Last year we did some auction items, but this year we're not really going to mess with any silent or live auction. We want it to be a fun, relaxing evening where people can enjoy music and good food and each other.
All right. Boy, that sounds great. Proceeds to the event. Tell us about where the proceeds go.
They go to our very own Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center here at FHN. They're going to support the, usually equipment is what we end up buying at the cancer center, although we are working on doing some renovations to the waiting room, but really to replace any sort of equipment. We just did an upgrade of the radiation machine operating system. That upgrade alone was $25,000. So in order to keep us state-of-the-art technology here, we really need to have events like this to help us raise money to support that.
I know my mother had treatment at the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center with the radiation there, and both my mom and dad, boy, they just really, the folks there, the people there, the facility there, they did nothing except rave about it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. We always love to hear the positives.
What other types of support does the foundation provide to FHN, Tanya?
Well, we support with our scholarship program. We offer scholarships to help people become nurses. We've also implemented a new scholarship here for non-nursing, so someone who might be in radiology or phlebotomy or one of our other departments. We also buy equipment. Like I mentioned, we just did an upgrade with the radiation operating system. We recently spent just over $85,000 to replace the cardiac rehab monitoring system. So when we have people who come in for rehab for therapy after a cardiac event, we certainly want to keep track of their vital signs while they're exercising. That's a costly system. We've also just recently replaced the cubicle curtains in our emergency department so that they have better sound resistance, they're easier to clean, they offer more privacy. So we're all over the hospital, we're all over the clinic areas. We've put out some centrifuge machines out to some of our clinical areas so lab work can be done in a more timely manner. So we're really just here to support our staff and support our patients so we can offer the best health care possible.
We're talking to the executive director of the FHN Foundation, Tanya Meyer. And Tanya, again, remind us of the date, time, and location of the Food Fight Against Cancer.
It's going to be next Friday, March 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Wagner House downtown on Spring Street in Freeport. The band will be playing from 7 to 10. The doors open at 6. The caterers will be there from 6 to 8. So come early and eat often, as we say.
All right, there we go, and enjoy the band Minimal as well until 10 o'clock at night. How can people purchase tickets, Tanya?
Well, they can go online to fhn.org/foodfight, or they can call our office at 815-599-6900, or they can just purchase at the door. We'd be happy to do that as well.
All right, sounds good. Would you put me down for two tickets? Would you mind doing that?
And then I'll we can do that.
Settle up with you somehow here. I'll get somebody in touch with you here. All right, sounds good.
Right.
So I will see you then a week from Friday. And again, it's on the 23rd at the Wagner House. Love that place. From 6 until 10, it's the Food Fight Against Cancer. Tanya, if people want more information, how can they get more information about FHN?
Yep, they can give a call to our office at 815-599-6900, or they can go to our website, fhn.org.
All right, Tanya. See you in a little bit, and in a week or so, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Tanya Meyer here today, Executive Director of the FHN Foundation here today, and that is Dial a Doc here today on The Morning Mess.